Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to a new episode of Real Talk with Q Alexander. I am your host, Q Alexander, and today I'm going to talk about an important topic, something that I've been wanting to talk about for a while. And every time I come across videos or read about it, it continues to upset me and it saddens me. There are a few things I have no tolerance for, and that is the topic that I'm going to talk about today, which is bullying. How often do we see videos or read about kids who are being bullied to the point that they end up committing suicide? That is a very serious thing, something that should not be taken lightly and should not be normalized. No child should feel like when they go to school, they are going to be insulted, threatened, or harmed in any way, and that nothing is going to be done about it, that they feel like suicide is the only option. When you see someone being bullied, you see a child being bullied, it is important for you to step in and do something, or at least say something, so that someone can get involved and stop this from happening. Because when you don't, and this continues on a daily basis, that is going to beat a child down mentally, emotionally, physically. They go home, and if they feel like they don't have a safe space to open up and talk to their parents about this, then obviously that's going to lead them down a dark path and think that suicide is the only option when it shouldn't be an option at all. That's why I made an episode a while back when I talked about the importance of talking to children and protecting them and letting them know that they have someone that they can open up to at home and feel safe and feel comfortable and have open communication, that they can talk to you about anything, no matter what, because it's important and it's needed, especially in times like this. There are so many children who are suffering in silence, and they probably feel like no one is going to do anything, no one cares, or they're embarrassed, and they feel alone, and they feel like after repeatedly being embarrassed at school, they don't want to go back and face the bully and everyone else who was standing around laughing at them and not doing anything. That's a lot to take on for a young child. And I'm talking elementary school. So to all the parents, the teachers, principal, counselors, everyone has to get involved to figure out how to stop this from happening. And to the parents of the bullies, is it the environment that they are in? Are they being bullied at home? Are they being mistreated at home? We need to figure out what is causing it in order to resolve the issue. Because enabling that behavior, trying to make excuses, oh, kids will be kids, they'll get over it. Meanwhile, you have another child who is going home sad, crying, distancing themselves, shutting down, and ultimately end up committing suicide. No, that's not something that you can just sweep under the rug and act like it's no big deal. We're not talking about simple, you know, teasing and going back and forth and, you know, making lighthearted jokes as some children do. That is completely different than bullying someone. And understand, as a parent, when you condone this type of behavior in a child who's a bully, you are going to raise an adult who becomes a bully. You have to stop this vicious cycle because it is harmful to other human beings. You can always tell the difference between someone who is truly happy within themselves, who likes themselves, who loves themselves, versus someone who is unhappy and dislikes themselves and doesn't love themselves by the way they treat other people. people who are decent human beings and truly happy within themselves, they project that out into the world. They treat other people well. But when you are miserable and you haven't healed from your trauma and you want to see other people feel that pain that you feel, that's when you can tell the difference between a happy and unhappy person. That is how unhappy people treat other people. If they are not happy, they don't want anyone else to be happy. And it has to stop. It is not fair, especially not fair to innocent children who should be happy to go to school and interact with their friends and meet new friends and come home and tell their parents or their siblings, if they have siblings, about their day. They should not fear going to school because of how they're going to be treated and how they're going to be bullied and come home sad. That's a terrible way for a child to live their life. So I felt the need to talk about this topic. As always, I like to bring awareness to certain topics that are important, something that we need to figure out a way to work together to resolve it. You know, I can't imagine having a child or having children, and I see, or it's brought to my attention, that they are bullying anyone. I would immediately deal with that issue and it wouldn't happen again. And the same goes for if my child or my children were being bullied by anyone, I would address it and deal with it immediately. Because that reflects on you as a parent. If you watch your children do things that are damaging or say hurtful things, it is not okay. And there is no excuse for it. And the longer that you wait and you allow it to happen, making the child think it's okay and there's going to be no consequences, that is how they are going to grow up to be. As an adult, feeling like I got away with it all my life, it's okay. And now that I'm an adult, I'm going to continue to conduct myself this way. Absolutely not. There is nothing that is okay about that. So to any parent who's listening to this, whether you're the parent of a bully or your child is being bullied, or any child who may be listening, or any adult who may want to share this episode with a child who's been bullied or a child who is a bully, you know, I feel like this can be helpful to everyone in some way. And to people who see things like this happening, it may not be your child, but I watch social experiments all the time, and they set it up to where a child is being bullied just to see if people who are around will step in and do something. And I really commend the people who step up to protect the child and stop the bullying from happening. And that is what we all have to strive to do. Don't become a part of the problem and act like it's not happening and not say anything. You have to speak up and do something. Whether it's your child or not, it's someone's child and they matter, and they need to know that they matter and someone cares about them. Because we know, and we've seen it happen many times, we know what the end result is going to be. If a child feels like no one cares about them and they are being hurt on a consistent basis, why would they want to be here? That is too much for a child to handle. So obviously they need an adult, someone who truly cares for them, to step in and do something and protect them and stop this from happening. And we need to come together as a whole to figure out a way in the schools or wherever it's happening to stop it and allow children to feel safe enough to open up and express themselves. And this goes for the children who are bullied as well as the bullies, to figure out what is the root cause that is making them act out in that way, because it needs to stop. So thank you so much to everyone who has been listening to my podcast. I appreciate you all. I appreciate any new listeners I may have. I will be back with another episode soon. Until then, as always, I am wishing each and every one of you peace and blessings. Thank you.